In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Listen to chapel services live, weekday mornings from Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Morning Chapel from Kramer Chapel. Live weekday mornings at 9 Central, 10 Eastern, 8 Mountain, and 7 Pacific at issuesetc.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's live. It's Friday. And we've got four soundbites from this week's Issues Etc. audio to play for you. All you have to do is sit back and listen to the four soundbites. One, two, three, four. Then we ask you to participate by giving us a call. 1-877-623-6943. Or sending us an email right here in the studio. We'll get it in real time. Talkback at issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or going to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, and voting for one of these soundbites to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We're giving away the LPR bundle package, an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. Goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number one this week comes from Suzanne Venker. Here she is responding to the question, what does feminism think about the breadwinning husband?
Basically, that he's simply obsolete, that life is not real, that it doesn't exist, that it's back from the 50s, that he's gone, dead, buried. If you're a forward-thinking person in any way, you recognize that as a fact, but it is not a fact. And the untold story is that those men are still existing in large part so that their wives can have the quote-unquote comfortable lives that I was describing in my letter. And let me say by comfortable, I mean, I knew from day one that I was always going to be at home. So when I married, it was just a given that anyone who marries me has to be on the same page with that. And I remember, you know, I was married before, no kids, a couple of years in my early 20s, and I quit some jobs, you know, that I had, and it was kind of a source of contention between us because he was not the kind of person who would have wanted me, I guess, to have that flexibility to do that. It was almost like a competitive thing. If he has to go in, then I have to go in. And my husband, of course, of today, does not feel that way and always had the same goal that I did from day one. So there's, like, no competitiveness or resentfulness whatsoever. It's a joint effort.
That's Suzanne Venker, What Feminism Thinks of the Breadwinning Husband. If you'd like that to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, it needs your vote. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. Send us your vote via email, and we'll get it right here in the studio. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page. We've left space for you to do so there. Facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from regular guest Terry Mattingly, talking about the church, Phyllis Schlafly, and feminism in the culture.
There are a lot of suburban megachurches that don't seem to have a clue at the impact of popular culture on the lives of people in their parishes, in their congregations, in those auditorium rock show-sized church buildings, while they actually, to some degree, photocopy that culture in their own worship, in their own life, sometimes in their own retreats and Christian education. Phyllis Schlafly probably didn't understand the degree to which what it means to be a woman and what it means to be a mother and what it means to have a family was being redefined through those vehicles, much more so than what was coming out in legislation. She won one battle. I'm not sure she even saw the other one. And to some degree, she beat Gloria Steinem, but lost to Madonna and lost to MTV, that successfully tell young women, including those from supposedly conservative religious homes, tells them what they're supposed to look like if they will be cool, and what they're supposed to act like if they're going to be hot.
That's soundbite number two, Terry Mattingly, The Church, Phyllis Schlafly, and Feminism in the Culture. If you'd like that to be soundbite of the week, it needs your vote. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send us a tweet with your vote at issuesetc or an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org. If you are emailing or tweeting your vote or voting at our Facebook fan page, we'd like to know who you are, which one you're voting for, and especially why you're voting for that soundbite to be soundbite of the week. Here's soundbite number three, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, answering the question, what's missing from pop American Christianity?
Those people who are in those churches will recognize this. Jesus says, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. This is what's missing from most of American Christianity. It's the rest that Jesus promises. It's the comfort that he wants to give to us. I think that there's this great sense of restlessness, of discomfort, of lack of satisfaction and lack of certainty that permeates most American Christian hearts. In my own experience, when I was under the teachings of the Bible churches and the non-denominational churches and going to the Bible studies at the Southern Baptist Church, I was on this, it was what I considered to be a pendulum, a back and forth, swinging back and forth between, on the one hand, I'm doing everything I need to do and God must be proud of me, and then most of the time, on the other hand, oh boy, God must be upset because of my failures. And this pendulum of pride and despair is an unease, an unrest that that permeates the life, the piety, the teaching, the doctrine, the theology, the living, the staying awake at night of most American Christians.
That's soundbite number three, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, what's missing from so much of pop American Christianity. If you'd like that to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, all you need to do is give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page for that soundbite, facebook.com/issuesetc. Get ready to vote, because the fourth soundbite that we've assembled for you on this Friday afternoon is ready to play. After we play it, it'll be time for you to vote. Soundbite number four comes from Pastor Paul McCain, answering the question, why evangelicals reject the biblical sacraments.
Well, the real thing is what's in your heart. The real thing is our spiritual things, not these external things we do. And Luther is turning that on its ear and saying, what do you mean? It's not the outward things are how God works in our lives to assure us objectively of the forgiveness of sins Christ won on the cross. All these, as he refers to in his day, sects, who just spurned and despised external things. They did not believe that God works through external things, that everything was an inner, invisible, there was absolutely no externality to the Christian faith. As Luther says, outward things are of no benefit. So having a splash of water, having a piece of bread and wine, those are worthless things. They might be like, oh, maybe external marks of the fact that you're saying you're a Christian, the kind of things you go through, like an initiation rite. But ultimately, it's only the internal things. It's only the spiritual things that really matter. People equate spirituality with invisibility and a lack of any externality, anything that can be outside themselves. It all depends on what's going on in my heart. Basically, it comes down to emotions. Emotions are the sacrament for most American evangelical Protestants.
That's soundbite number four, Pastor Paul McCain, why evangelicals reject the biblical sacraments. Those are the four soundbites. Now it's time for you to vote. 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to go first. 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email. We'll get it right here in real time in the studio. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc. Or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week live this Friday afternoon, September the 9th. And when we come back, it's time for you to vote. This break is a good time to vote, too. 1-877-623-MYIE. Tuesday, Wednesday, hard to tell. Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. You can promote your confessional Lutheran church and support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining our congregational sponsorship program, the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. You'll find an informational flyer on the support page at issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. The Issues Etc. 300.
Do you dread going to work out? Performance Fitness in Edwardsville offers a fun, supportive, tight-knit community and environment. Visit them on the web at performancefitness618.com or call 618-692-5063. Performance Fitness is the facility in the St. Louis Metro East where the focus is on member results, not membership numbers. 618-692-5063 or performancefitness618.com. Performance Fitness of Edwardsville.
Often imitated, never equaled. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
It's time for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week live on this Friday afternoon, the 9th of September. It's also your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. Goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You vote by giving us a call, and phone call voters get to vote first. 1-877-623-MYIE. 877-623-6943. You vote by sending us an email as well. talkback@issuesetc.org. talkback@issuesetc.org. You can go to our Facebook fan page and vote there. We've left space for you to do so. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Or you can always send us a vote via Twitter. Our Twitter address, @issuesetc. Issues ETC. Which one will it be? Will it be soundbite number one, Suzanne Venker, what feminism thinks of the breadwinning husband? Will it be soundbite number two, Terry Mattingly, the church, Phyllis Schlafly, and feminism in the culture? Or will it be soundbite number three, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, what's missing from pop American Christianity? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Paul McCain, why evangelicals reject the biblical sacraments? 1-877-623-6943. talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address, @issuesetc. And our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. facebook.com/issuesetc. Let's go first to St. Louis, where Diane is on the line. Hi, Diane.
Hi, each of them very good, but I vote for number three, Brian Wolfmiller, and maybe because judgment begins in the house, in the church, and also if maybe if we rest and we see some of these other problems and be able to solve them before they happen.
Diane, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in St. Louis. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. That's a vote for soundbite number three, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. What's missing from pop American Christianity? 1-877-623-MYIE. talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address, @issuesetc. And our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issues. etc. Dan in Kansas has a vote. His vote is for soundbite number 3, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, because it tells us about what is missing from Pop American Christianity, mainly the rest and the comfort that Jesus has for us. Dan, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Kansas. Gary is listening in Illinois. He's voting for Pastor Wolfmiller, soundbite number 3. He says, because every time he is on the show, I can hear 1,000 monkeys typing in his head, trying to come up with a quote that will win him soundbite of the week. He just really wants it. Gary, thank you very much. As I said, your reasons are your own. Thanks for listening in Illinois. Dana listens in Kansas. Dana says, hi, Pastor Wilkin. I really enjoyed the two-show segments on Phyllis Schlafly. When I was attending a Midwest state university, I planned to write a paper on censorship in public school libraries. After reading anti-censorship material, I looked for pro-censorship points of view from Phyllis Schlafly's Eagle Forum and Jerry Falwell's Moral Majority. I was shocked to discover that their writings were tucked away in a small unknown library behind the main campus building. I could not take my backpack in when I read their materials, nor could I take any pens in with me. Says I could not photocopy any of their material. Armed with only a pencil and paper, I read and recorded their viewpoints. I looked around and realized that Nazi materials were also stored in this library. My paper has now made the point that a state university that kept such materials out of the main library was guilty of censoring opposing points of view. Oh, the irony. My expository writing teacher was surprised to learn that I had discovered those things. I could not help but think of this when I heard your guest speaking of the vitriol against Schlafly. Love her or hate her, college students have a right to read her point of view. Dana, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Kansas. Let's talk to Darren in Alexandria, Virginia, who says, some excellent sound bites this week, but I have found that I need to vote for soundbite number 4, Pastor Paul McCain, why evangelicals reject the sacraments. He says, Pastor McCain responds to recurrent errors, enthusiasm and Gnosticism, that are just as alive today as they were in Luther's day, and with the sacraments as the ultimate answer to assuring consciences. Thank you very much, Darren, and thanks for listening in Virginia. Caitlin votes for soundbite number 3 because Pastor Wolfmiller, actually because this soundbite was about the rest, finding rest instead of works. My husband and I walked away from 25 plus years each in fundamental independent Bible churches last summer, found our way to an LCMS church. One of the first things our pastor taught about in the adult Bible study was rest, and we sat there almost in tears, wanting that rest. Glad you found it very much, Caitlin. According to your votes this week, the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week is soundbite number 3. Regular guest Pastor Brian Wolfmiller answering the question, what's missing from Pop American Christianity?
Those people who are in those churches will recognize this. Jesus says, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. This is what's missing from most of American Christianity. It's the rest that Jesus promises. It's the comfort that he wants to give to us. I think that there's this great sense of restlessness, of discomfort, of lack of satisfaction and lack of certainty that permeates most American Christian hearts. In my own experience, when I was under the teachings of the Bible churches and the non-denominational churches and going to the Bible studies at the Southern Baptist Church, I was on this, it was what I considered to be a pendulum, a back and forth, swinging back and forth between, on the one hand, I'm doing everything I need to do and God must be proud of me, and then most of the time on the other hand, oh boy, God must be upset because of my failures. And this pendulum of pride and despair is an unease, an unrest that permeates the life, the piety, the teaching, the doctrine, the theology, the living, the staying awake at night of most American Christians.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week. Soundbite number 3, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. What's missing from Pop American Christianity? Thanks to everybody who voted for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Caitlin, if you would send us your shirt size and your mailing address, talkback@issuesetc.org, you in the LPR bundle package this week. Folks, Issues Etc. is brought to you in part this week by Doxology, the Lutheran Center for Spiritual Care and Counsel. Doxology offers an innovative program of advanced study retreats to strengthen pastors for the task of faithfully shepherding the souls entrusted to their care. You can find out how to send your pastor to a doxology retreat at doxology.us, doxology.us. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll get a review of the movie Sully from Pastor Ted Giese. We'll have Pastor Tom Baker lead us in a Sunday school lesson on the children of Israel entering the Promised Land, and we'll get our weekly update on the November elections with journalists Mark and Molly Hemingway. You are invited, by the way, to a special service commemorating the 160th anniversary of St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Hamel, Illinois. It's a Vespers service beginning at 4 in the afternoon tomorrow. That's Saturday, September the 10th. I have the honor of preaching for this anniversary celebration, so you get an opportunity to worship in one of the most beautiful sanctuaries in the greater St. Louis area, Saturday, September the 10th at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Hamel, Illinois, as they celebrate their 160th anniversary. Brian's quite right. If what you are missing in Sunday morning, when you lay your head down on your pillow at night, is that comfort and that rest that comes only in the full sufficiency of Christ's work for you at the cross in his death and resurrection, you need to find another church. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
You're invited to a special service commemorating the 160th anniversary of St. Paul Lutheran Church in Hamel, Illinois. It's a Vespers service beginning at 4 on Saturday afternoon, September the 10th. I have the honor of preaching for this anniversary celebration. Worship in one of the most beautiful sanctuaries in Greater St. Louis, Saturday, September the 10th at St. Paul Lutheran Church in Hamel. If you want to stay for dinner, RSVP 618-633-2209.
When you need a friend, you have a friend in Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, and friends among his people at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Arnold, Missouri. At Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, we offer Christ-centered word and sacrament ministry, inspirational liturgical worship services, and faithful preaching and teaching. Sunday worship services are at 9 a.m. Sunday school and Bible class are at 10:30. We also have an excellent Christian preschool. We invite you to join us. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, 2211 Tenbrook Road, Arnold, Missouri, 636-296-1292.